On the live line with us this morning is District 2 Supervisor for Sonoma County, David Rabbit. Supervisor Rabbit, good to have you here.
Good morning, Pat.
We keep checking in with the National Weather Service and others, and it sounds like even though it's been fairly mild so far, so much rain coming, but a lot of preparation has been done for us, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think, there was talk of 6 inches or so with this storm, and it looks like we're in some places over an inch in the last 24 hours,
yeah.
And maybe today a couple more. But we're hoping that everything stays safe, obviously, and I think there's a lot of precautions taken, certainly up in the fire areas.
Yeah.
It's been going on for months now.
A lot of new wattles up in those areas this morning, among other
miles
things.
Miles and miles of wattles,
yeah.
And protection around all the to really guide the water safely down those slopes.
Let me ask you a question, David, because we've been talking, and certainly with local officials' help, talking about keeping an eye out on our neighborhoods, and especially in those hard-hit areas by the fires. If someone notices flooding in some area, or if they notice, erosion of the soil or any kind of a slide involved, who's the right person to call?
Well, certainly if there's any imminent danger for one's safety,
yes.
I wouldn't hesitate to go through the 911 system.
Right.
If there's anything at all that put anyone in danger. But I think the overall then it would be to get in touch with the county, or you can go on the SonomaRecovers.org site as well.
That's a very good resource.
Yeah, and I think everyone, again, a lot of people signed up for the NICSL and SoCal alerts at the fire, and a lot of people let go of them afterwards. It's still a good thing to have
absolutely
that information. And I can tell you that I have open on my computer right now from the water agency. They have sonoma.onerain.com,
yes.
And it has up to, instantaneous rain and rain gauges and stream gauges as well. So you can kind of follow things and make sure that you're in an area that's safe.
Absolutely. That is priority one when it comes to any sort of a dangerous situation in Sonoma County. And this particular situation, wow, I don't know. David, you are the chairman of the Highway 37 Policy Committee. I'm not sure who else would want that job, because it's so challenging. It's so tough. Well, I really take my hat off to you, because it's a heck of a thing to try to overcome. Regional Measure 3 is going to be on the ballot June 5th, and that would give us at least some of the money we need to fix 37, right?
Right. And, Regional Measure 3 is a measure that would allow for the increase in tolls across the 7 Bay Area bridges, excluding the Golden Gate. And there's been a Regional Measure 1 and a Regional Measure 2. And in those first two measures, Sonoma County was not included. Sonoma County is most directly related to the Golden Gate Bridge, so it was thought of we wouldn't be connected to the benefits of the regional measures. This one we are.
Yeah.
And that's actually a good thing, because we have, within that measure, there's $100 million that will go towards Highway 37. There's another $40 million within that measure that will go towards SMART getting up north towards Windsor. So it's beneficial to Sonoma County.
And has there been polling done of late, David, about Regional Measure 3 and the likelihood or unlikelihood of its passage?
There was polling done by the Metropolitan Transportation Commission that showed that it would be that it would pass. Obviously, the last two measures did pass. Times are a little different, and you never know. The economy's strong. People are wary. Certainly, the North Bay is a tough one to gauge these days.
Yeah,
with the
economically speaking,
fire.
Sure.
It is a 9-county measure, though, so it's the aggregate of all counties. One county can not pass it, but if it's overwhelmed by the populations and the others, it will pass.
Well, certainly anybody who ever has to make that commute through Highway 37 will be voting for it, no doubt. And telling all of their friends, too.
That's right. Highway 37 is just that, I think I mentioned the paper this week. It's every county's second priority, which makes it very difficult. And Caltrans doesn't have it on its list for another 70-some-odd years.
70
so,
years. Wow.
And you have people that are commuting that are tied up, undoubtedly, right this instant that just take forever to get through that corridor. As you know, it goes from four lanes to two. And then not only that, you have it down right on the top of the bay and king tides and will lap at the edge. And if not, last year we had, 27 days of
it was
highway
ridiculous.
Being closed because it was flooded.
And it's even bad outside of commute hours.
Yeah. And if we don't start, we won't finish, obviously. And these things do take time. The money through RM3 will kickstart the process, get us through environmental and corridor study and this, all these studies that kind of dictate what the project's going to look like before we can actually get out and get it going. But in California, that takes time, that takes money, and you have to start.
Yeah, it's not as much money as we need for Highway 37, but it's a heck of a start. Supervisor Abbott, thanks so much for being here, and we'll all be keeping an eye on Sonoma County today.
Yeah, no, everyone stay safe. Thanks, Pat.
All right, very good. That is Supervisor David Rabbit, also the chairman of the Highway 37 Policy Committee. That job, no thanks.